What about checkpoint inhibitors, particularly with IMiDs in myeloma?
So the data that we have seen so far, obviously it's very exciting data, both in combination with lenalidomide and pomalidomide. So the initial trial looked at patients in combination with lenalidomide, and the responses were quite striking, even in patients who were refractory to lenalidomide. And Dr. Bedros and colleagues looked at pomalidomide combination, and that also had a very high response rate. So clearly there is something there, especially when you consider that the checkpoint inhibitor by itself did not have any activity in myeloma. So, I mean, the data was interesting enough that there were two phase 3 trials that are currently enrolling, one in relapsed myeloma in combination with pomalidomide, and one in newly diagnosed myeloma in combination with lenalidomide. Now, there has been some recent press about some of those studies being put on hold because of some unanticipated deaths, but I think it's still too early to really say much about it because we don't have much clarity on what exactly has been happening.